Hello, fans. A quick few messages before we get to the second half of the death poetry that we promised you in the month of May. If you want to be involved in our latest contest, then go ahead and send us an email, send us a message on Facebook or on Twitter with your greatest fear. We'll draw a random winner pretty soon, so make sure you get those entries in. Don't forget our Patreon fund at patreon.com/shadowvane. We now have enough backers that we're getting very, very close to our first major goal, which is a remastered edition of Progenics Labs, so check that out. Also, one last thing, the month of June is going to be an interesting month. Not only will we have some new classic tales of terror, we're also going to have a very interesting and special announcement, so stay tuned for that. All right, let's go to the creepy voice.
Welcome to the Shadowbane Podcast. Tonight, a collection of death poetry. Part 2. I Have a Rendezvous with Death by Alan Seeger. Read by Brian Nash.
I have a rendezvous with Death at some disputed barricade. When spring comes back with rustling shade and apple blossoms fill the air. I have a rendezvous with death when spring brings back blue days and fair. It may be he shall take my hand and lead me into his dark land and close my eyes and quench my breath. It may be I shall pass him still. I have a rendezvous with death on some scarred slope of battered hill. When spring comes round again this year, and the first meadow flowers appear. God knows 'twere better to be deep, pillowed in silk and sent down, where love throbs out in blissful sleep, pulse nigh to pulse and breath to breath, where hushed awakenings are dear. But I've a rendezvous with death, at midnight in some flaming town. When spring trips north again this year, and I to my pledged word am true, I shall not fail that rendezvous.
Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. Read by Kevin Smith.
I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear: My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away."
Dulce et Decorum Est by Wilfred Owen. Read by Adam Salzer.
Bent double like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed coffin-like hags we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs, and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep, many had lost their boots, but limped on blood-shod, all went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots, of gas shells dropping softly behind. Gas, gas, quick boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time. But someone still was yelling out and stumbling, and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim through the misty panes in thick green light, as under a green sea I saw him drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in, and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face like a devil's sick of sin. If you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cud of vile incurable sores on innocent tongues. My friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory. The old lie dulce et decorum est. Pro petri amori.
Luke Havergal by Edwin Arlington Robinson. Read by Andrew Lister.
Go to the western gate, Luke Havergal. There where the vines cling crimson on the wall, and in the twilight wait for what will come. The leaves will whisper there of her, and some, like flying words, will strike you as they fall. But go, and if you listen, she will call. Go to the western gate, Luke Havergal. Luke Havergal. No, there is not a dawn in eastern skies to rift the fiery night that's in your eyes. But there, where western glooms are gathering, the dark will end the dark. If anything, God slays himself with every leaf that flies, and hell is more than half of paradise. No, there is not a dawn in eastern skies. In eastern skies. Out of a grave I come to tell you this. Out of a grave I come to quench the kiss that flames upon your forehead with a glow that blinds you to the way that you must go. Yes, there is yet one way to where she is. Bitter, but one that faith may never miss. Out of a grave I come to tell you this, to tell you this. There
is the Western Gate, Luke Havergal. There are the crimson leaves upon the wall. Go, for the winds are tearing them away, nor think to riddle the dead words they say, nor any more to feel them as they fall. But go, and if you trust her, she will call. There is the Western Gate, Luke Havergal. Luke Havergal.
Alone by Edgar Allan Poe. Read by Stacy Carpenter.
From childhood's hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all I loved alone. Then, in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life, was drawn from every depth of good and ill the mystery which binds me still. From the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view.
Thank you for listening to a classic collection of Death Poetry. This week's episode was produced by Andrew Lister. A special thanks to this week's voice actors, Brian Nash, Kevin Smith, Adam Salzer, and Stacy Carpenter. This episode was a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information on our podcast or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider supporting our Patreon campaign. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we may read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.